I was like, whoa, there's something much bigger here.
I believe you are the number one B2B marketing community. True?
I mean, I say that we are, so we are. If you're in the world of B2B, LinkedIn is the best place that you could be spending your time. I could write a 3-line post while I'm waiting for my coffee on LinkedIn, and that post will go nuts.
Dave, welcome to Boss.
Thank you. Am I a boss?
I think everyone's a boss, my world especially.
That's so funny. I know that feeling.
Boss is my amazing executive interview series on LinkedIn. I am thrilled to dive into your journey with Exit 5. Full transparency, I've been following your podcast for almost a year now.
Cool. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening. It's fun to go on somebody else's podcast. I can just hang out.
To kick things off, who's Dave?
Well, so today I run a company called Exit 5. It's a professional development organization for B2B marketers. We have content, events, community for people that want to advance their skills and grow their careers in B2B marketing. Before that, I was VP of marketing and CMO at a couple of SaaS startups. I live in Vermont. I got a wife and 2 kids, and that's pretty much it.
I believe you are the number one B2B marketing community. True? False?
I mean, I say that we are, so we are, sure. It started off actually as a Patreon page that I started in November of 2019. As I grew my career in marketing, I took to social media and I had a podcast. It was an amazing way to meet other people and kind of share. And I found that despite the vanity of it, writing on LinkedIn and having a podcast and creating content actually made me a better marketer because that allowed me to talk and think about marketing. I'd been writing mainly on LinkedIn, and I was at a company called Drift, and I started to get a lot of followers on LinkedIn. The company was doing really well, and the company had a lot of buzz, and we became known for our marketing. I was getting asked to speak at events. I was getting included in content. I always wanted to start a content thing of my own, and I didn't want to do a public podcast. I wanted to try something different, and I wanted to charge a subscription fee for content because 2019 was one of the beginning parts of the creator economy. And my wife was listening to this comedian on Patreon. She had a public podcast, but if you paid $10 or $20 a month, you would get this private feed where she was even funnier, more real. And I was like, you know what? I kind of feel like I could do something like that for marketing. I just announced that I was starting a Patreon page, and you could spend $10 a month to get access to my content. And it grew really fast. I thought I would have maybe 20 to 50 members and make a couple of dollars to kick into my rent. And within a couple months, I had 1,000 paying members at $10 a month. I was like, whoa, there's something much bigger here. One of the members messaged me, hey man, it's cool to hear you talk about marketing stuff, but actually, we want to connect with each other. And that was a huge unlock for me, which is at the time I added a Facebook group. Now I'm opening this group, and every day there's conversations that are happening without me being the catalyst to start them. That led me down this path of I think there's a bigger business here. I added a podcast. We moved the community off of Facebook. We rebranded it to Exit 5 to give it a real brand and persona. And today, we now have 6 people that work full time on Exit 5. There's 6,000 members in the community that are truly global. We're putting on 4 events this year. It's been a really fun journey from starting off as my kind of platform to share my marketing thoughts to now we run the top B2B marketing community and media business.
Congrats on all of that. People showed up, right? And then they engaged with each other, which is a dream.
It's probably like 10 plus years in the making, though. It wasn't necessarily like I had this genius marketing plan. I had already built up an audience. And so when I launched this thing, there was already people there that were willing to come in and pay for this. And then ultimately word of mouth grew it. I often get questions from people like, you know, how did you start? Where did you start? Like, how did you get your first paying member? And literally, I just posted about it on LinkedIn, right? And so that's the soundbite from that. But if you actually peel that back, I've also nerded out on marketing. Like I treated this as my craft. This is the thing that I'm interested in. There is some slice of people in the universe who are willing to invest a little bit of dollars in themselves and in content and just happen to be a nice fit with the topic of B2B marketing, which people want to get smarter about and learn more about and build a community around. And that's how we got here today.
I think it's so smart. A lot of people like learning. I worked at General Assembly for 6 years, right? Their entire mission is to empower people to pursue work that they love.
Yeah, so it's funny that one early, and I haven't even thought about this until you mentioned it, but maybe like 2014, 2015, I taught a class at General Assembly about how to start a podcast. And that was amazing. That was like people bought tickets to that. They showed up. I got some type of like revenue share from General Assembly there was maybe 20 people in that class. And that was a little bit of a light bulb, like, oh, this is fun. Like, I like sharing content. I like teaching. I had started a podcast at a time when a lot of people weren't podcasting yet for business. And that was fun. Like, these, there were these little breadcrumbs along the way of finding things that I enjoyed.
I love that being part of your story too. I know you like to get tactical on a lot of your podcast interviews in your email newsletters and pretty much everything you do, which I really appreciate. You mentioned posting on LinkedIn and it wasn't magic, right? How do you approach thought leadership and social selling and content on LinkedIn?
It's been a big shift for me personally because now I've intentionally rebranded. It used to be called DGMG, which is Dave Gerhart Marketing Group, and I rebranded it to Exit 5 because I wanted to take my face out of being the center of it. And so we've been able to use my audience and my brand to help grow. But more importantly now, we have a team of 6 people and they're hosting podcast interviews, they're hosting webinars, they're sharing on content. And so we kind of use my brand to build this company. And now I'd love to see the rise of the team and the fall of Dave. And my LinkedIn strategy is I kind of write about whatever I want. Mostly it relates to marketing because I want to do things that help Exit 5 grow. And my LinkedIn is the number one source of members for us on Exit 5. But in general, I think that especially if you're in the world of B2B, LinkedIn is the best place that you could be spending your time if your customers are on LinkedIn. And LinkedIn has shifted from a Rolodex. Now it's a content platform. It's like your digital resume in some ways. I have lots of friends who think I'm a loser for posting on LinkedIn, but they have LinkedIn accounts, right? They're on there. They're never going to post. But you have to have a strong point of view. A mistake that I made early on in LinkedIn was I kind of just treated it like my personal Instagram. I'm posting about the Super Bowl. I'm posting about my kids. I ate this thing. Here's this thought that I had. And the only way to grow meaningfully on LinkedIn is to really create content around a particular topic. And so you want to be the B2B marketing girl, the sales guy, the finance person, right? The HR person. You need to kind of carve out a lane for where is it valuable for you? What's the audience of? And then create content around that particular topic. And so for me, that was marketing and specifically B2B marketing. What's amazing though, is if you're already living this world, you're already in meetings, you're on calls, you're doing interviews, you're talking to customers. And it turns out that as humans, you go out to a dinner in Westchester, right? After you meet somebody and they shake your hand, what's the first thing they ask you?
What do you do?
Right? And I don't know why we are that way, but we just are. Our identities are wrapped up in our jobs. And so I think people want to learn from people and buy from people. And the opportunity is to write about what you're doing at work. And there's a huge opportunity in B2B in particular to be sharing what you're doing and having an interesting perspective or being funny, being entertaining, being educational. I think that creates an incredible opportunity to build an audience for your business. There is not social media marketing and marketing anymore. This is how we get information in life. And so I think for B2B, the opportunity is to be writing about what you're doing on LinkedIn. I think of this now as the PR strategy for your brand.
I think it's huge. There's a stat that's from an old LinkedIn and Edelman survey that 61% of C-suite leaders know that thought leadership directly led them to give business to a company. And so if that's true, showing up and being part of the 1% of the billion that are actually posting actively on LinkedIn, it creates consistency, visibility, it creates business deals. I've seen it work and I've heard you talk about it too. Spend 2 minutes posting something with an event and then all of a sudden my client who's on vacation would email me on Monday morning with the contract in my inbox, right? And so without having to send those multiple emails, there's a lot of value there. I strongly believe, and I've talked about this on LinkedIn with the creator economy, is that 2025 is the year of the C-suite and executive creator.
Yeah, there's a reason why personal profiles outperform company pages. Our Exit 5 page has like 75,000 followers on it, but it doesn't really drive any traffic and engagement to our website, right? You mentioned thought leadership. I think the challenge is I still see a lot of people who want to do this LinkedIn thing, but it's too corporate. It's too much like the PR company is doing your LinkedIn for you. You write some post that has 83% stat from Harvard Business Review. It doesn't work on social media. What people want is like real, raw, authentic takes. You can post some of that longer stuff, but thought leadership does not mean to me the PR company like ghost wrote you this post with all these stats. And I feel it firsthand. I could write like a 3-line post while I'm waiting for my coffee on LinkedIn and that post will go nuts, right? versus if I had some like highly manicured, thought out perspective on something, it's crickets. And so you have to adapt. And followers are absolutely not a vanity metric, right? The more people that follow you, the more people who see your stuff, the more people who see your stuff know you exist, the more people who know you exist, right?
Are you ready for the lightning round? Marketing is.
Creativity and storytelling.
Sales is.
Sales is hard, and I don't think that the sales team and salespeople get enough credit. I've worked with VP of sales who hated me, and I work with VP of sales who thought I was the best partner ever because great marketing just makes selling easier. And if you learn that and you can harness it, those two teams should work together to close revenue.
Community is, especially with Exit 5.
Community is really powerful. Community is bringing a group of people together around a set of shared interests.
Dave, what do you want to be known for in the next 6 to 12 months?
I think Exit 5 being the number one community for B2B marketing. We already are that, but I think we just have a lot of momentum right now, and I'm really having a fun time working on this company. It's not the coolest answer. I think if I told you something else, I'd be lying. I have goals in my head for how many members I want to have, how much global reach I want us to have, how we help people get jobs. If I could show you all my secret post-it notes here that I have on my monitor, they're all related to Exit 5. It's fun to be around my kids, and like they're getting a little bit older and they're starting to like know what Exit 5 is, and that, you know, dad created this company, and that's really cool. So I don't know where the future is going to go, but I'm just having a lot of fun like building this. We have an awesome team. People come to learn about ABM or sales alignment, and there's maybe this content around it, but they stay for making work friends and meeting people, especially post-COVID and in a world of AI, people crave the analog, the human hangout experiences. And a lot of the value is it being a place for people to vent and share things about work.
Dave, thank you for your time. Everyone should be watching, sharing, telling your friends, commenting on LinkedIn. And until next time, thanks, Dave. Bye.
See you later.